Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has given the go-ahead for the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament to be held without spectators at Flushing Meadows this August. Now that the U.S. Tennis Association's proposal has been accepted, the key question becomes, who's going to show up? Some of the sport's top names, including defending U.S. Open men's champion Rafael Nadal, along with number one ranked players Novak Djokovic and Ash Barty, have expressed reservations about playing somewhere that was a hotspot for the COVID-19 outbreak. In other virus-related sports news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his government is open to the NHL operating a playoff hub city in Canada. If the NFL returns to play this summer, it would start with a 24-team playoff, preferably split between two cities. The NHL has narrowed down potential sites, including Edmonton, Vancouver, and Toronto, but says it will not choose a Canadian city if players are subject to the 14-day quarantine currently in effect at the border. And elsewhere in the NHL, the Sabres have fired general manager Jason Botterill in a dramatic change of course 3 weeks after co-owner Kim Bagula said his job was secure. Botterill leaves 3 seasons into his tenure after the Sabres failed to show any signs of improvement in what's now a 9-year playoff drought. The team has tapped senior vice president of business administration Kevin Adams to take his place. In NASCAR news, longtime fan favorite Dale Earnhardt Jr. will join his late father in NASCAR's Hall of Fame next year, the feature attraction in the class of 2021. And in horse racing, the Belmont Stakes is this Saturday on Long Island, and it'll take something spectacular from a watered-down field to prevent Tis the Law from becoming the first New York-bred horse to win the race in over 130 years. The 3-year-old horse looks to be the Triple Crown favorite, even with races being run out of their normal order. I'm Jesse King.